Good morning. Today is May the 25th, 2021. A footnote in American society, a new footnote. Today is the anniversary, 1 year anniversary of the death, murder, killing of George Floyd in Minnesota. My life has been a journey from the very rural to the very urban. And like most rural Americans, we tend to love America because of the land. But for the urban experience gave me great hope for American possibilities, potential, and resulting prosperity. However, owning rural land gives you a sense of American belonging. The American democracy is a living document to be connected always to the present, not the past. In 1995, I had the opportunity to manage the Los Angeles County Probation Department's intern initiative, which blossomed into over 1,000 interns over a 15-year period that blazed a path of social justice and activism. The interns were undergraduate and graduate students from most of the major Southern California colleges and universities, focusing in the areas of social work, criminal justice, psychology, and political science. On 1 year ago, so many of my interns reached out to me after the death of George Floyd, struggling with how to address the systemic racism that has always been pervasive in our professions, institutions, and society. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. observed that what is dangerous are people who are more devoted to order than to justice, who prefer a negative space, which is the absence of tension, to a positive peace, which is the presence of justice. We are here today still confounded by what happened to Mr. Floyd and still facing pervasive systemic racism in our society, and primarily the large percentage of white Americans deny even the existence. And so this day, I would ask you to, as an American, reflect truly, white, black, pink, or polka dot, on the American experience and what you experienced personally and what your life has been about in America in relation to race. I also would encourage black and white Americans to take an opportunity on YouTube to watch the PBS special on Asians, truly enlightening in terms of who they are as a people and as contributors to this American society. Most of us in America, white, black, Asian, Latino, we really don't have real close interpersonal contacts with other ethnic groups. We have skewed stereotypes of them, and they have of us. Fortunately, thanks to God, my wife and I have, over the course of our lives, had real life interpersonal experiences with Latino, Latina, and with Asian Americans, and many, many white Americans. And yet still, I know that I am prejudiced. I'm not a racist though, but I'm certainly prejudiced. And anyone is prejudiced when they feel like another person has a problem with them for no good reason. So I really encourage Americans today, you will see many news broadcasts and snippets about George Floyd and an analysis of what it's about. Just take a time today to meditate to whoever your power, whoever your supreme being is, that peace and justice is what we're really searching for in this country. And no matter what else we do, nothing is going to be better in America until we do. Once again, this morning, this is Randy's Rant as a part of the Boomer and X content series. And so we wish you well. Peace.